Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody in queue.
Okay. I think this is Mom and Mr. Verna.
Auntie Care.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Good evening. Walk out that barefooted. Oh, you took a shower this morning? At the house all by yourself.
Good evening, Mom, Mr. Verner.
Oh, good evening, Mom.
Yeah.
You want me to tell her what you're going to read? Jane, this one.
Good evening, 0716.
Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. We miss you.
Miss you, too. Hello.
Good evening, Keisha.
Hi.
Thank you. Good evening, 4934.
Auntie Dot.
Hi.
Kira.
Hi, Kira.
Hey.
Go get your mama phone. A lot of steady.
Good evening, Bruce.
Good evening.
Yes.
Ben.
Hello.
By yourself?
Right now, yeah.
I talked to him yesterday. He said he probably won't be able to join us today.
Anybody talk to Rita?
Anybody talk to Rita?
Okay, how about Toya? Is she
coming? Toya will be joining us shortly.
Let me just do a roll call. We have Auntie Carrie. We have Loretta, myself. We have Mom and Mr. Varner. We have Brian and Daniel, we have Auntie Betty, we have Jordan, we have Auntie Scott, Kira, and we're waiting on Toya.
Toya and Kadarius.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
While we're waiting on Toya and Kadarius. I just want to did anyone come prepared to say any of the books of the Bible that are on the schedule for today?
I did.
Okay.
Mrs.
I volunteer to read.
At a time, Mom?
I said, Mr. General said he'll read Jane, but I got something different.
But it's not one of the four? Okay, no problem. Who was the other person that said they was going to read something?
Mr. General's going to read Jane.
I got that, Ma. Did somebody else? Ryan or Daniel? Who was it?
Well, I read number 12, Auntie Care.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else for number 16, Regulation? Okay, then I'm going to volunteer. Keisha, can you read Galatians 5?
Yes, Galatians 5.
Okay, can you read Galatians 5?
The whole chapter?
Yes or no, baby?
I said yes.
Oh, okay.
I said the whole chapter.
Okay.
What am I reading? I don't know what I'm reading. Galatians 5.
13 through 15.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. 13 through 15, and then 19 through 21. But I don't want you to read it now. I'm just trying to get everyone to read.
I can do number 16.
Okay, thanks, Bruce.
Okay.
Did Toya ever join?
Toya and Kadari is online.
All right. All right, well, let's go ahead and get started.
Hold on.
A lot of background noise, so guys, if you can kind of mute your phones and see.
Turn that TV down a little bit. Marcus.
Okay. You guys just bow your heads. I'm just going to pray for the line. Heavenly Father, we come to you through the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask you to destroy and remove any deceptions in our minds. Heavenly Father, it is written in your word, according to John chapter 10, that your sheep know your voice. Heavenly Father, we are here as one of your sheep. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear you distinctly and clearly, according to John chapter 10. We ask you to increase your anointing on us. Really hear and know your voice and not that of a stranger. We ask you to do this in the name of Jesus Christ. Give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. We ask this according to John 16:23 in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Today's subject is on God's perspective and what to read when you are... I want to give a meaning of jealous. Jealous is feeling resentment in someone because of that person's rivalry or success or advantage. Just acting hostile towards another person, being fearful and envious. Jealousy is nothing more than a fear of abandonment. Jealousy is about self-love, not love. So today we're going to come to you in the books of Numbers, Galatians, and James and talk about God's perspective on jealousy. Start out with Auntie Carrie. She's going to read Numbers 12.
Numbers 12. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, Has the Lord indeed spoke only by Moses? Has not he spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which was upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spoke sudden unto Moses and said unto Aaron and Miriam, come out, ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And the three came out, and the Lord came down in the pillar of a cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they came forth. And he said, hear now my word. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in the vision, and I will speak to him in dreams. My servant Moses is not so. Who is faithful in all my house? With him I speak mouth to mouth, and apparently and not in darkness speech, as in similitude of the Lord shall be whole. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprosy, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, Allah, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not that sin upon us, wherein we have done foolish, and wherein we have sinned it. Let her not be one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed, when he cometh out of the mouth of the womb. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, hear her now, and, O God, I beseech thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, if her father had spit in her face, should she be ashamed 7 days. Let her be shut from the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received again. And Mary was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not until Mary was brought in again. That's chapter 12, 1 through 15.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Okay, let's go
to Ruth. Okay, I got Numbers 16, 1 through 35, and it reads, now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and on the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with some of the children of Israel, with 250 leaders of the congregation, representatives of the congregation, men of renown. They gathered together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, you take too much upon yourselves, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord? So when Moses heard it, he fell on his face, and he spoke to Korah and all his company, saying, tomorrow morning the Lord will show who is and who is holy, and will cause him to come near to him. That one whom he chooses, he will cause to come near to him. Do this. Take censers, Korah, and all your company. Put fire in them and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord chooses is the Holy One. You take too much upon yourselves, you sons of Levi. Then Moses said to Korah, hear now, you sons of Levi, Is it a small thing to you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the work of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation to serve them, and that he has brought you near to himself, you and all your brethren, the sons of Levi, with you, and are you seeking the priesthood also? Therefore, you and all your company are gathered together against the Lord. And what is Aaron that you complain against him? And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, but they said, we will not come up. Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, that you should keep acting like a prince over us? Moreover, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, nor given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. Then Moses was very angry, and said to the Lord, do not respect their offering. I have not taken one donkey from them, nor have I hurt one of them. And Moses said to Korah, tomorrow you and all your company be present before the Lord, you and they as well as Aaron. Let each take his censer and put incense in it, and each of you bring his censer before the Lord, 250 censers, both you and Aaron, each with his censer. So every man took his censer, put fire in it, laid incense on it, and stood at the door of the tabernacle of meeting with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all congregation. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. Then they fell on their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin and you be angry with all the congregation? So the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the congregation, saying, get away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Then Moses rose and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spoke to the congregation, saying, depart now from the tents of these wicked men. Touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in all their sins. So they got away from around the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood at the door of the tents with their wives, their sons, and their little children. And Moses said, by this you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them on my own will. If these men die naturally like all men, or if they are visited by the common fate of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord creates a new thing, and the earth opens its mouth and swallows them up with all that belongs to them, and they go down alive into the pit, then you will understand that these men have rejected the Lord. Now it came to pass, as he finished speaking all these words, that the ground split apart under them, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, with their households and all the men with Korah, with all their goods. So they and all those with them went down alive into the pit. The earth closed over them, and they perished from among the assembly. Then all of Israel who were around them fled at their cry, for they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. And a fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering incense.
Amen.
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 can.
Thank you. Hey, Keisha.
Yes.
Galatians 5.
Galatians 5:13 through 15. The flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, carousing, and things like these, which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenge one another, envying one another.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Mr. Varner? James 2, chapter 13 through 8. Who is a wise man and endure with knowledge among you? Let him show you out of a good conversation to work with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is every sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peace, able, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Amen.
Amen. At this time, we're going to kind of do round robin. To share anything you'd like to share with the group today, I'm going to start with Daniel.
What's happening, everybody?
Good evening. Love you.
Okay. How about you, Brian? Okay. How about you, Auntie Dot?
I pay.
Okay. Miss Kira?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Carrie, do you have anything else you would like to say today?
No, I pass.
Okay. Auntie Beth?
Yes, I'm going to sing a song.
Okay.
Right. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know that it's the spirit of the Lord. There's a sweet expression on each face. And I know that it's the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, fill us with your love, and for the blessing we lift our heart, we'll praise without a doubt. We know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place.
Amen.
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 Amen. Mom?
Okay. I'm going to use the daily rule from God.
This is mine.
Wake up. Decide to have a good day. Today is the day of the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm.
We don't hear your car.
Yeah, she just
said.
You don't hear me?
No, we can't. Can someone please mute?
What?
Can you
talk?
Okay.
Mom, can you start over? Yeah. Gain the room from God. Wake up. Decide to have a good day. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118:24. Bless up. The best way to dress up is to put on a smile. A smile is an instantly way to improve your look. The Lord does not look at the things man look at. Man look at the outward appearance, but the Lord look at the heart. 1 Samuel 15:7. Shut up. Say nice things and learn to listen. God gave us two ears and one mouth. So he must have meant for us to do twice as much listening as talking. He who guard his lips, guard his soul. Proverbs 13:3. Stand up for to believe. Stand for something or you will fall for anything. Let us not be weary in doing good, for at the time we will sleep and talk. Do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good. Galatians 6:9-10. Look up to the Lord. I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:3. Reach out for something high. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on, unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Proverbs 3:5-6. Lift up your prayer, not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Philippians 4:6.
Amen.
Right, Miss Toya.
Okay.
Did she say she passed?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How about Mr. Kadarius?
Do you have anything you want to say?
No. I love the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
How about you, Miss Jordan?
Okay, what did you want me to read?
Anything in particular you would like to say to the family?
No.
Okay. We would just show that you passed today. Thank you. All righty, Keisha?
Come back to me, please.
All righty. Loretta?
I pass too.
How about you, Bruce?
I just want to share a little bit what I got out of church today. We were actually studying the book of Haggai, and actually there's only two chapters in there, but basically it's really simple, and it kind of hit me kind of because in the teachings it's pretty much kind of made me think about today's times as we go through our economic issues that we're dealing with in the world. And in the teachings of Haggai, basically God specifically gave the Jews instructions, and they basically disobeyed him. And in doing so, basically they were pretty much cursed. And what I also got out of the teachings from Haggai, and I would ask that you also might try to go over it yourselves. There's only two books. But in these days and times, we got to try to stay connected to the house of God. And what these people, what the Jews back in this time, what they didn't understand is the connection with the house of God. When what you do for God's house, he will do for your house. And he specifically told them to go back and build on the temple. But instead of them building on the temple, they basically went ahead and built up their own house and tried to have nice things for their own house. And it kind of reminds me of today's world where we say we put God first, but then again, with our actions, it's like we put him in the back burner. You know, we concerned with our nice cars. We concerned with, you know, the new TVs and the clothes and everything of that nature. But we're not putting God first. And in these times, you know, everybody got bills and working hard. It's kind of easy to kind of not forget God, but not put God in his rightful place, which should be first. So I just want to stress the importance of staying connected to the house of God. And with the story in Haggai, eventually the Jews got their mind right, basically, and seeing the connection of God's house to their house, and they eventually, they did build the temple, and once they did that, as you can see, their life was blessed. And that's the lesson that I was trying to get to you all today. Amen.
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 Thank you. Keisha, back to you.
Is it mine? Malachi,
you messed me up with you. Put it back.
I was gonna sing, but I couldn't think of a song. So, God bless everybody. I love you guys.
Amen. All right. Let's talk about the birthdays. Who's birthdays this week?
Kadarius and Drail.
Anybody else?
That's all I have written down.
I had somebody named Joe Demetri, Demone, Demuse. I don't know what I wrote.
I don't know.
Okay. I know we got some coming up next week after the 18th. So let's just go ahead and do. We have Auntie Beth. Happy birthday to Kadarius and Drill.
You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, we're ready.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all of God's children. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday.
Amen. Bye. How old will you be, Kadarius?
Huh?
How old will you be?
How old will you be?
Seven. Ooh, wow.
Seven.
I'll turn it over to the letter for the sick and shut in. Loretta?
Yes?
You for the sick and shut in? I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. May everyone bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we call upon Jehovah Rapha. We ask that you heal our family, friends, and loved ones from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward. Give them peace of mind, letting them know that you are in control and that you have the final word. Bless all of us, for you know us all, for you know our needs. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you in advance for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will do. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 No one has anything they would like to say?
Hey, let me, I want to read a line or two.
Well, I forgot to come back to you, Mr. Vernon. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
To have you taken the first step of finding love in the person and action of Christ. Have you entrusted yourself to him? Have you believed the Bible when it says, Christ died for your sin. Amen.
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 Thank you. Okay. Anyone else have anything else to say?
Hey, Loretta.
Yeah.
Andy, I'd like to thank Reverend Ruth for the New Woods he put a while ago.
Amen.
Yeah, you did good. I like that.
Amen.
Amen.
Great job, man.
Amen.
All right, we have Auntie Carrie doing the closing for us. It's Matthew 6:9.
Oh. After this matter, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt, as we forget our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And everyone have a blessed week.
Amen.
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 I have company, so I'm going to hang up now. Good night.
Good night.
Love you all.
Have a
blessed week, everyone. Love you all.
Bye-bye. Love you all.
Bye. Thank you for singing my song.
Happy birthday.
Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Love you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Kira. All our children.